morning. Welcome to Hollywood United Methodist Church, where the heat has finally caught up with us, right? We are glad you are here worshiping though in person and online. Please stand as you're able for opening hymns.
Peace is mine, leaning on the ever. Let's give it up for our choir. That was a great, opening hymn. So fun. That was great. So yesterday, we were so excited and glad and grateful to have our VBS. We're doing two VBSs this summer. We did one yesterday, and we're doing one in August. And the theme is Compassion Camp. And so I want to see if anyone who was there yesterday, I know you weren't there, but you were there, Ezekiel and Gabriel and all three of you. Compassion is I feel your what? Who remembers?
Huh? I feel your hurt.
I feel your hurt. That's right. And I see your hurt. And what else? What's the last thing? We see the hurt, we feel the hurt, and then what do we want to do? Anybody remember? We had a lot of fun. We might not have learned a lot, but we had a lot of fun yesterday. And the last one, why don't you tell them, Miss April? Do you remember?
I help you. I'm trying to remember, too. It was a blur.
Yes. I help ease your hurt.
I help ease your hurt. There yes. We go. Thank you for the prompt.
Yes. It was a great day. And so those of you who might have missed it, if you're watching online and you want to do it, we're doing it again in August, and we're going to do it at our sister campus, Harmony Toluca Lake. We're doing it combined this year, so it was really, really fun.
Now, in the nursery, they were sharing some of their favorite parts. So what was your favorite part from Vacation Bible School, Annalie?
Eating s'mores.
So it was, we had camp, so they had pretend s'mores, and we're making, eating s'mores, so we weren't serving them chocolate and marshmallows and then sending them home to parents. What was your favorite thing, Amaya?
I love building sandcastles when I'm at the beach.
Yeah, so one of the things we talked about was shelters. So they built a shelter for all living things, and this group chose a mouse. So they built a shelter out of all of the different things that we found. What was your favorite part, Olivia?
I love decorating some rainbows, I think.
Yeah, so then one of our craft activities was we took rainbow macaroni and made jewelry. How many of us remember the macaroni decorating days from camp? Yeah. And then we made macaroni pictures as well.
Did you have a favorite part, Ezekiel?
I liked the yoga because we had extra time, so we played games.
Yeah. So we got to just feel God's centering of the spirit, and we did some yoga, we did some improv, and it was really rejuvenating, and we turned our nursery into a yoga studio. What about you, Gabriel? Did you have a favorite part?
The yoga
as well. Yeah, that was fun. We'll have to do that as a repeat.
And that was Miss Caitlin in the nursery that led that. So we are thankful for all of the volunteers that we had and all of the folks that helped us make the day possible.
So we are excited that today we have, we're doing different things, as you know, every single Sunday in Children's Church. And this Sunday, we're doing movie day. Plus, we have a special guest. Tiernan is going to play, he brought his electric guitar. He was telling us about that last week, and he's going to play a little music for us. So let's pray, and we'll head out to Children's Church. Creator God, thank you for your compassion for us, your love for us, that you see us, you feel us, you help us. Help us to offer that compassion to others everywhere we go. Thank you for providing us the shelter of this church where we are free to worship you, to come together, to sing your praises. We think of those who are in countries and places where they're not free to do that. And I pray that we would continue to be a beacon and a light in this community for all, that all are welcome, that all are loved, and that all are in your family. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
As we head off to Children's Church, you can stand and pass the love of Christ to one another.
All right.
New family on the back.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Let's give some peace to the balcony. We're so glad that you're here. I invite you now to prepare for a powerful moment of prayer, a time of reflection and silence, and also offering up our hearts, our minds, and our thoughts to the God who is always listening. We're welcomed into that space by our wonderful choir. Let us pray. Dear God, in this 30th year of our Red Ribbons, we thank you for the opportunity this congregation has had to bear witness to and respond to the HIV and AIDS public health epidemic. We thank you for the lessons we have learned, and we grieve the losses that we have experienced. God, we pray for a world still deeply impacted by AIDS and HIV. For all those who mourn, all those who struggle with illness, those who face stigma and isolation. We lift up the global millions and especially pray for healing, compassion, and strength for our siblings in the southern United States who have the highest rate of infection. Pour your Holy Spirit over us. May it guide and embolden us. Free us from our fears, our prejudices, and our indecisions. Open our hearts to love and love's healing power, and God, help us to recognize it in the most unexpected of places. God, in this powerful month of Pride Disability Month, we give thanks for the contributions and blessings that persons with disabilities have brought to our society in art and science, entertainment, the church, in all places. We recognize and confess that those contributions have sometimes been overlooked or unrecognized. We celebrate the gifts of our brothers and sisters and siblings, and we pray for the strength of the community as they fight challenges for full inclusion. Help us to be a part of that struggle in a meaningful way, and to remember those in our lives who are helping to lead that fight. God, we pray this morning that you will be with the writers, the actors, the hotel workers, and many more workers in our city who are on strike and are raising important questions about the fair use of labor, just pay, housing equity, retirement, and work with dignity. As they strike and struggle in the heat of the summer, we pray that a resolution is near for all involved and that those who labor will be treated with fairness and respect. We lift up those who were impacted by the large fire here in Hollywood this week, who are suffering and struggling, who are our neighbors, and we pray that they will find shelter and recovery. This morning, God, we pray that you will continue to be with Sarah and Chris during the time of loss for their aunt Hava, who is on her heavenly transition. We give thanks for Catherine and her healing and your continued presence in her medical process. We lift up Brian and his family on the loss of their longtime companion and dog, Lisa. And we pray for James and Jerome, for Wal Las Memorias, and for our brother Richard. May he have the resources and support he needs. And for all those who know illness and worry, dear God, we ask that you pour your healing spirit over them. We now offer up to you a time of silent prayer for those hearts that remain, or those prayers that remain on our hearts and minds. God, we know you hear our prayers. Even when we cannot find the courage to say them, you know what is on our hearts. Grant us grace during times of joy and times of trial. Help us to walk the path that Christ has laid before us to enter into the collective work of building the beloved community. We thank you for Jesus, for his undying love and compassion, and we offer you now the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Right. Happy Sunday, church family. How are we doing? Good? Yes? Huh? All right. Love seeing the smiles. The buttons are back, so we'll talk about those in a second. Real quick, I'm not going to have you do too much cardio, but I need you to reach in and get your phone and lift it up, and we're going to scan the QR code for check-in. If you have a prayer request, please leave that in the, there's an area for prayer requests. We get those every week, and we add those to our prayer list. This, as you know, we're doing CrossFlix this summer. This week, obviously, we are doing Philadelphia. But next week, we have a special guest speaker who you just saw on the stairs. Kevin McCloskey's going to be preaching on the, I'm going to say this right, the Banshees of Inisherin. Didn't say Ed Sheeran. Good job. So make sure you're here for that. I was just thinking about this, but I think we're going to do our last Monday movie night tomorrow, since people have tickets, until the strike is over. I think we're going to, it feels right to do that for now. I love seeing movies, but I also love my writers and my actor friends. And this one, if you want to join, we're doing this one at AMC Universal at 7 p.m. And then we're going to take a couple months off for the summer. Long-range planning, a couple things to make sure is on your calendar. Of course, we have the church picnic I keep talking about for 3 months, but it's going to be fun. We're going to have water slides for the kids in the back, so make sure you're here for that. And then, of course, Kevin just talked a little bit about it. Our second VBS installment is going to be at the Harmony campus, which is 3 miles over the hill, and that's going to be on the 19th of August, starting at 9:45 in the morning. So, and then one other thing to remember, coming up in September, it's going to be our 114th homecoming celebration. So we've been here for a long time, not even just in this building. We originally started in Hollywood on Hollywood and, is it Cahuenga? Wilcox, right. The first church was built over there. So make sure that's on your calendar as well, too. It'll be some food, a nice ministry fair, and we'll be in the gym where there's air conditioning. And then AIDS Walk, if you're interested in signing up, we have two team captains from this church, and then our sister campus, Harmony, has two as well, and we're going to have a great time on, what is that? I didn't write the date down. I just put October, but I think it's the 15th of October. We're going to do the AIDS Walk in West Hollywood. Real quick, I'm going to talk about the buttons. If you've seen these around campus, and I already talked once about them, but they're going to actually be activated this week. They are the part of our security package that we put into the church, and they're silent alarm buttons. So you have to hold two buttons down for 3 minutes. I'm sorry, for 3 seconds. Right, but they're silent, so you won't hear anything. And they're around the campus for security purposes, and we're actually doing our usher training this Sunday on some emergency measures, and we just want to let everybody know that they will be active this week. One last thing, because things just come in, but Joe, would you like to stand up just so I can announce? Joe is with the Red Cross, obviously one of our church members. He is looking for 5 people that can do some laundry for the people that were affected by the fire here in Hollywood, which was actually 2 doors down from Richard's place. So Joe is overseeing that project. And if you have the ability to do that for these people in need, please see him after church in the courtyard, we'll say. Let them know you can help out. And also, I'll be in the courtyard, so please stop by the welcome table. We can talk about all the things I just talked about and more that we have planned coming up the end of summer and early fall. All that we do here is made possible with your prayers and your presence, your service, your witness, and, of course, your financial gifts. So as the ushers come forward and we put up a QR code for electronic giving, if you would, please give as generously as able so that we can continue to do ministries here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you so much for being here.
A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, will I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. I have these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God.
So the song I'm about to sing, Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen, was the Oscar-winning song of the movie. And I know a lot of times when we're in watching a movie, we'll get moved by the emotional aspect of it, but we always don't hear the words. So take your time and listen to these words of a person with AIDS who is dying, and just absorb the power of them. I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. Saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? La 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 la. I walked the avenue till my legs felt like stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. At night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. La 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 la. Ain't no angel gonna greet me. It's just you and I, my friend. And my clothes don't fit me no more. I walked 1,000 miles just to slip this skin. The night has fallen and I'm lying awake. I can feel myself fading away. So receive me, brother, with your faithless kiss, or will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia? La 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 la.
Thank you, John. When Springsteen was asked about the meaning of this song, he replied that it documents the struggle of a downtrodden and forgotten soul left to wander the dark streets out of sight of an uncaring society. While both then and now it could apply to many marginalized communities, it was written specifically for folks who were living with and dying from AIDS. How many of you have seen the classic film Philadelphia? Like our Red Ribbons, it is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. Let's watch the trailer.
Highline Incorporated is now represented by Wyant, Wheeler, Hellerman, Tetlow, and Brown. And more specifically, Andrew Beckett.
Yes!
Bravo! Yeah.
I sincerely appreciate your faith in my abilities.
Mr. Beckett!
How are you? What happened to your face?
I have AIDS.
Oh.
I'm seeking representation.
You want to sue Wyant, Wheeler, Hellerman, Tetlow, and Brown?
I was diagnosed with AIDS 8 months ago during a bout with pneumonia.
What's that in your forehead, pal?
Andy, everyone in this room is your friend.
I misplaced an important complaint. That's their story.
We've been talking it over, your future, that is, and we feel that because we respect you so much, we must be honest with you.
Excuse me. Am I being fired?
Would you accept a client if you were constantly thinking, I don't want this person to touch me?
I have a case.
I don't want them to even breathe on me.
You don't want it for personal reasons.
Thank you. That's correct. I don't.
That's very disappointing.
Sir, wouldn't you be more comfortable in a research room?
No. Would it make you more comfortable?
Beckett, how you doing?
Counselor.
Did you find a lawyer?
There's going to be things said at the trial that are going to be hard for you to hear.
I want to know everything about his personal life. What deviant groups did he secretly belong to?
I didn't raise my kids to sit in the back of the bus.
Is Andrew Beckett the kind of lawyer who misplaces crucial documents?
An excellent lawyer.
Andrew Beckett is dying.
You were impressed with Andrew Beckett's work.
Andrew Beckett. Yes, angry.
What powerful force has caused him to change his mind?
And he wants someone to pay.
TriStar Pictures presents...
The law's been broken.
I just want what is fair, what is right.
You remember the law, don't you?
A Jonathan Demme picture.
So let's talk about what this case is really all about.
Did you fire Andrew Beckett because he had AIDS?
The general public's hatred, our loathing, our fear.
In this courtroom, Mr. Miller, justice is blind to matters of sexual orientation.
We don't live in this courtroom, no, do we?
Tom Hanks.
I love the law.
Denzel Washington.
Are you gay?
Objection!
In a story about our lives.
Oh, Mom, today's a good day.
Our fears.
Andy brought AIDS into our offices.
And our humanity.
I hate this case.
Philadelphia.
How many lawyers you go to before you call me?
9.
On its surface, the storyline is pretty direct. Tom Hanks plays Andrew Beckett, a young attorney in one of Philadelphia's top law firms who is rapidly ascending toward partnership because of his brilliance. Denzel Washington plays Joe Miller, a personal injury attorney who is that TV guy. We first meet the two of them before Joe becomes the TV guy, and when he was a public interest attorney defending the health and well-being of residents in an inner-city neighborhood that was undergoing gentrification. Beckett was representing the construction company in this case, and who prevailed? Fast forward to their next meeting in Miller's office. Beckett has come to seek representation in his lawsuit against his former employers who claimed they had fired him because of incompetence. The real reason he had been fired was because he had AIDS. One of the partners had noticed a lesion on his head, which was Kaposi's sarcoma, and he informed the others. They created a scenario that made it appear that Beckett had failed to provide a critical document for a court filing, which, of course, he had not. As we saw in the trailer, Joe Miller, and I'm going to switch now. Okay, one day we'll figure out what is really going on with this thing. But for now, we'll do this. Miller didn't want to represent Beckett. Like so many people in the 80s and 90s, he was scared of the AIDS virus. He was also expressly homophobic and articulated his feelings in derogatory ways to his wife and to others throughout the film. But then one day, they both happened to be in the same law library, and Miller sees the way that Beckett is being unjustly treated by one of the librarians. And suddenly, his public interest justice side returns. He agrees to represent Beckett in the lawsuit, and the courtroom trial begins, and that takes the bulk of the film. But it's at this critical moment that two storylines commence and intertwine with each other. One, the decline in Andrew's health, and in Joe, the emotional and compassionate growth. Andrew was being treated with AZT, which was causing severe side effects. Tom Hanks lost nearly 30 pounds to effectively portray the withering away of Andrew as AIDS ravished his body. He was dying, but he wasn't looking for someone to blame, as opposing counsel claimed. He was fighting for justice for himself and for people just like him who were being discriminated against because they were living with AIDS. We intentionally focused on this film in July, for July is Disability Pride Month. In one discourse, Joe and Andrew read the law aloud, and forgive the language, it's from 1973 and it's 50 years old. The Federal Vocational Rehabilitation Act of 1973 prohibits discrimination against otherwise qualified handicapped persons who are able to perform the duties required by their employment. Although the ruling did not address the specific issue of HIV and AIDS discrimination, subsequent decisions have held that AIDS is protected as a disability under law, not only because of the physical limitation it imposes, but because the prejudice surrounding AIDS exacts a social death, which precedes the actual physical one. In the film, physical death comes to Andy towards the end of the film, surrounded by loving friends and family and his partner, Miguel. That was not always the case for every person with AIDS in 1993, nor is it sadly the case today. That's why this community of faith has been so important to so many over the decades. Those red ribbons of love on our tower have been a beacon to those in the throes of pain and loss, saying no matter who you are, no matter whom you love, you are welcome in this house of God. Amen. In our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus knows that the disciples are about to experience great loss and pain by his arrest and crucifixion. They've been family together for 3 years, traveling all around. They left their biological families to follow Jesus and build the beloved community on earth. And it's just a matter of days before he's going to be gone from them. Jesus wants to prepare them so that they will not be overwhelmed, but can find their way through his betrayal, crucifixion, and resurrection, and then for the long term after that. Jesus starts with words of comfort and an immediate call to faith. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In other words, don't let the pain and the grief that you are about to experience cause you not to trust in God or in me. Yes, things are going to change. The only constant in life is change. I'm going on ahead, though, to prepare a place for you, because where I'm going to go, you're going there with me someday. But in the meantime, you don't have to worry, because the Holy Spirit will be with you always. And because peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Jesus is very clear, I don't give to you as the world gives. When you're experiencing uncertainty and change, when you're in the midst of pain and grief, Jesus says, the peace I give, it's not like what the world gives, it's different. It's a transforming peace. It's a peace that allows us to move through our grief to hope and to love again. It's the peace that says, hold fast to your faith in God who created you, who loves you, who weeps with you and longs to hold you in comfort like a parent comforts a child. It's the peace that I think of as God's Spirit surrounding us, enveloping us from head to toe, assuring us of God's ever-present and unfailing love. No matter what happens in this life, no matter what kinds of loss we are each experiencing, for everyone here is experiencing some kind of loss. The end of a relationship, perhaps the loss of a job, the slow physical or mental decline of a parent or beloved relative, the impending loss of a beloved friend on hospice. When we claim the peace of Christ, the peace that Christ gives us, the peace that is not of this world but is of God, we have something we can hold on to. We have the power of the risen Christ that gives us hope. Christ tells us that just because he isn't here on earth physically doesn't mean that we're orphans. He tells us he's coming to us day by day in ways we can't begin to imagine, helping to co-create the next chapter of the story of our lives with us. The hymn we will sing as our closing hymn this morning, Hymn of Promise, speaks to how Christ brings forth that peace in our lives. It was written in the 1980s by Natalie Sleeth as she worked through her own grief dealing with her mother's passing. This congregation sang that hymn at dozens of funerals in the 1990s because there were so many churches that would not accept people for funerals if they had died of AIDS. But the words of this hymn speak of both the potential that is love and the truth that holds the future, as well as our ability, even when we can't always see it, our ability to trust beyond our understanding. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. In our death, a resurrection at the last, a victory, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. Now, even though there is no overt religious theme in this film, except for one scene in which Andrew asks Joe if he prays, and he says, yes, I pray for my family, I pray for my daughter, I also pray for the Phillies to win, the relationship between Joe and Andrew, for me, illustrates the power in how God can use a person or a group of people to change a person's heart. Think about it. We saw Joe move from being a TV lawyer who really didn't care about his clients, only the money that they could bring him, to return to his roots at his heart as a public interest lawyer wanting justice for a man who had been denied his rights, a gay man who had AIDS, no less. We watch Joe move from being staunchly homophobic and afraid of catching AIDS through a handshake to sitting on Andrew's bed at the hospital, helping him to adjust his oxygen mask. It's the power of relationship that God can use us to move in all sorts of ways. I can attest to that, and I'm sure you all can too. My own life and ministry were completely changed when I did my seminary fieldwork here in this congregation in 1986, which was not that long ago. I'm just going to have you know that. It really wasn't that long ago. But based on the power of the relationships I had here, my ministry focus shifted. And I committed myself to working to help people who were living with HIV and AIDS and to working for the full inclusion of LGBT folk in the United Methodist denomination and in society at large. And by God's grace, we're almost there. Now, from those days, I've told stories about the owl, who was Richard Suttle's best friend. If you visit Richard and you ask him about the owl, he will tell you that the owl, who never told any of us that he had AIDS, but we all knew, that Tia was short for the owl, he made a pact with God that he wanted to live to be 50. He lived 5 days beyond his 50th birthday. And because the owl's birthday is actually today, July 16th, we have a birthday cake for him in the courtyard for our fellowship time. And you'll see the carving there on the right picture. Those are right up here. I think Marlon or the camera is going to zoom in on it. They're right on the side of the real tall ones on each side. You can come up later and look for it. But speaking of Richard Suttle, who we've been praying for a while, his time with us in this life is growing short. He needs 24-hour-a-day care, but hospice and the VA only provide 4 hours a day. We have set up a GoFundMe account to help pay for his caregivers. Thank you to all who have already donated, but it's not too late. We have met and surpassed our goal, but every dollar will help because we just don't know. So if you can still give, I would really appreciate it. Because it truly is the power of relationship along with God's grace that sustains us. Finally, while we never have to worry about being beyond God's grace, we do find ourselves as a society moving backwards in our relationships with one another instead of moving forward. I was struck by one scene in the film in which Joe has been cross-examining one of the partners in Andrew's former law firm. He asked him if he were gay, and then he made a dramatic speech about getting to what this case was really all about: prejudice and homophobia. The judge then said, as we heard in the trailer, "In this courtroom, Mr. Miller, justice is blind to matters of race and creed, color, religion, and sexual orientation." To which Joe Miller responds, "With all due respect, Your Honor, we don't live in this courtroom, do we?" That was in 1993. But just last month, Associate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said something eerily similar in her dissent on the Supreme Court decision to do away with affirmative action in college admissions. She wrote, "Today the majority pulls the ripcord and announces colorblindness for all by legal fiat. But deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life." Because family, today it's college admissions, and soon it'll come to all parts of society. And thanks to another decision that I've spoken about before, where a web designer can now legally refuse to create a wedding website for a fictional gay couple, now a hairstylist in Michigan has decided she's not going to provide services to trans folk. There's a judge in Texas, a judge who's employed by the government, who has said that she will not provide services, she will not marry gay couples because it's against her religion. We are at an inflection point where the progress that we have made in the public square towards seeing and respecting every person as a child of God, no matter what, every person as a child of God worthy of love and grace, all that is at risk of being undone, words I never thought I'd say in my lifetime. But as individuals and as a community of faith, we must speak out for justice and civil rights for all God's children today, just as we did in 1993 and 1963 and before. Hence the megaphone that is on the altar representing our need to speak out. We must be vigilant to not return to the days where we sing of the struggle of a downtrodden and forgotten soul left to wander the dark streets out of sight of an uncaring society. Instead, let our song be, There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. Amen. Following the postlude, if you would like to receive communion, you're welcome to come forward to the first two rows. You do not need to be a member of this church or of any church. You simply have to have the desire to receive. If you want to visit Richard Settle, please contact me or Trish or Deb, and we will get you the address and the gate code so you can go in and visit with him. Thank you to all who have been so vigilant in helping him move through this time. And now go forth in peace, knowing that God loves you, knowing that you are a beloved child of God, and nothing will ever change that. Go forth now, knowing that the peace God gives us through Jesus Christ is the peace that endures. Go now to love and serve the world. Amen.